All right, Chris, lead us in our opening prayer, and we'll continue with our songs.
Let us pray. Dear loving Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this time where we can assemble here as family, as brothers and sisters in Christ, to worship you, Lord, to put you first, as we get to kind of leave the different stresses and dealings that we have in the world, to be able to come here and to focus on you and really reset ourselves to be focused on things eternal. It's our prayer that in the decisions that we make, it's our prayer that we will be contemplating those things to see how that will affect us, but it's our prayer that you will give us the insight and that we'll take the time to look at things to see that are effective, not only physically, but spiritually for us when we make those decisions. And Lord, it is so good to be able to come here this evening to worship you, to praise you, and also we're mindful of all those that are sick or shut in, just as Susan is with the staph infections and Brian with his back, and we pray for Paula's father as he's going to have his surgery tomorrow on his knee. And it's just so good to be able to come to you with those things and to know that you are in charge. And we always pray that your will be done in all things. So continue to be with us this evening as we guide our hearts and our minds to worshiping you and praising you. As we ask this prayer in Jesus' name.
Songs this evening come from the section of the songbook that's titled Christian Assurance. So let's begin with hymn number 456. First and last stanza.
As we journey here with the toil and tears, there's a rainbow in the choir. He will safely lead, I must have no fear. There's a rainbow in the choir. There's a rainbow that is shining. There's a rainbow. City fair, there's a crown to wear. There's a rainbow in the cloud. There's a rainbow that is shining. There's a rainbow in the cloud. When life's race is run and the victory's won, there's a rainbow.
Four, six, seven.
Will your anchor hold in the storms of life when the clouds unfold their wings of strife? When the strong ground lift and the cable strain, will your anchor drift or firm remain? We have an anchor that keeps the soul steadfast and sure while the billows roll. Fastened to the rock which cannot move, grounded firm and deep in the Savior's love. Oh, when our eyes behold through the gathering night the city of gold on our harbor, the storms all pass forevermore. that keeps the soul steadfast and sure while the billows roll. Fastened to the rock which cannot move, grounded firm and deep in the Savior's love.
You're reading 1 John chapter 1, verses 1 through 10. Is that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked at and our hands have touched. This we proclaim concerning the word of life. The life appeared, we have seen it and testified to it, and we proclaim to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and has appeared to us. We proclaim to you that we have seen and heard so that you also may have fellowship with us. And our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. We write this to make our joy complete. This is the message that we have heard from him and declare to you. God is light. In him there is no darkness at all. If we claim to have fellowship with him and yet walk in darkness, we lie and do not live out the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, purifies us from all sin. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us of our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. If we claim we have not sinned, we make him out to be a liar, and his word is not in us. Let us pray. Our dear loving Heavenly Father, again, as we go through your word and as we read it, we again are just so very thankful for your love for each and every one of us. We all know that we all sin. We're all sinners. And, your son Jesus came down. He left his place in heaven and became a man. And walked on the earth just as we do. He lived with all the temptations. He went through everything that we experienced, Lord, but yet he did it perfectly without sin. And it's because of his sacrifice that he went on the cross on our behalf that we do have that opportunity for eternal life. And again, we're just so very grateful for not only your love and his love, but for the power of him resurrecting from the dead, conquering death, to live forever. And that's the opportunity and the gift which he gives us through his blood, just as we read. It washes us pure. And again, we just pray that we can always be mindful of the goal. Forget what's behind us, Lord. Forget what's happened, and always strive to go ahead, looking towards that goal of eternal life and being with you, and to also share the gospel with others so they can become Christians and enjoy the peace that's only found in your Son. So Lord, continue to be with us and guide us and direct us. And again, we're so very grateful for all the blessings you've given us, not only here physically, but spiritually through your Son. As we ask this prayer in Jesus' name, amen.
Number 475. 475.
Down at the cross where my Savior died, and where from cleansing from sin I cry, there to my was the blood of wine. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. O precious fountain that saves from sin, I am so glad I have entered in. There Jesus saves me and keeps me clean. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name.
Then 4:6-4. 4:6-4.
God sent his Son. They call him Jesus. He came to goes before me, and I'm covered with His blood. Many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand, but I know who holds tomorrow, and I know who holds my hand.
509, first and last.
I will sing the wondrous story of the Christ who died for me. How He left His home in glory for the cross of Calvary. And yes, I'll sing the wondrous story of the Christ who died for me. Sing it with waters at my feet, and then He'll bear me safely over where the loved ones I shall meet. Yes, I'll sing the wondrous story of the Christ who died for me. Singing it with the saints in glory, gathered by the crystal sea.
514, first and last.
Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed through His infinite mercy. His child and forever I am. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed, His child and forever I am. I know I shall see in His beauty the King in whose law I delight. Lovingly guarded my footsteps and giveth me songs in the night. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed, His child and forever I am.
Our Father and God in heaven, we're always thankful for the day that You give to us. We're mindful of this evening, a time that we may enjoy friendship and fellowship, but also present ourselves before You in a time of praise. We pray that we've done so in accordance with Your will. We're thankful for food that's been prepared. We pray You'll bless those hands that made so much preparations. Bless our time together, and we pray we'll be more disciplined in our discipleship. We'll be strengthened in our fellowship, and help us to encourage those who are weak and pick up those who are fallen. In all things, we pray You receive the glory and the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.